I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. It's Thursday. Sarah and Vinny,
it's
Alice.
Thursday.
Oh, thank you, Morgan. I was waiting for that. Thanks, Bryn. Like, my Thursday does not kick off until Morgan tells me that it's Thursday. I appreciate it. It's time for the 6 o'clock trash. It's brought to you by hand soap. Remember, always wash your hands throughout the day with soap. Use soap and nice warm water. You let us know which soap is your favorite of the ones that are actually available right now in stores. We got this hand soap that is, it stinks. It has just this like cloying fake grape. You know, that grape candy, it's like fake smell, and it doesn't, you know how most soap you wash it off, and like you might be able to lightly smell soap on your hands. This stuff is like you're wearing candy hands. It's just horrible, and you can smell it all through the house because everyone's using that soap, and I'm like, oh my God, anything else? Like, let's use sand. Anything.
You know what's funny about soap is we use a lot of Method. I like that stuff. It's pretty good, but I grew up with Dial Gold. It's just, I don't know why that's what my mom used to buy, but that's what we bought and that's what we used. And I still, if I see it, I buy it, and I use Dial Gold for my hands, not my body, but it works good and it smells like my childhood. Isn't that weird?
I haven't been able to find Dial Gold. I wish I could. Like every time I go into the store, you know, to get hand soap or whatever, I'm like, okay. Hey, I'm still totally hearing that slapback, by the way.
Yeah, it's coming through, Vinny.
Oh.
It's coming through me?
Yeah, maybe you turn your headphones down a little bit.
Oh, they're cranked because I couldn't hear them. Can you turn me up on the board headphone-wise? No, huh?
No, she can only turn me back up, which she should.
All right. I think it's okay, well, as long as it's not, you know, some dial that needs to be done. Anyway, so I go and I look for these, you know, hand soaps. And it's like, I'm telling you, I've never even heard of the brand of hand soap that we had to buy. You know, it was all they had in the whole, there was no Myers. There was no Dial. It's some off brand, like from a candy store that, you know, that they're like, oh, we'll just use this extra grape flavoring. It's freaking horrible. Anyway, hand soap is bringing you the slurry
trash. We did
one
of those Target orders where you order and then you go pick it up.
Yeah.
And somehow there was on the computer, they had that's not Clorox, or is it? The wipes, you know, disinfectant wipes.
Oh, you got those?
Hold on. Oh. So Christina orders a couple, you know, a package of them. And I get to the store and I get the stuff and it's already ready for me. And I just pay and I leave. And I was masked and gloved and the whole thing. Yeah. And we get. They'd replaced the Clorox, you know, that how they'll say
they substitute things, right?
They substituted me with something that uses basil, like they're natural wipes, I'm like, how is basil somehow going to clean any damn thing worth a you know what? All right, well, do I go back to the store and return these, or do I just take the hit?
I don't know. Do you? Which one do you do?
I took the hit. I'm like, okay, well, maybe we'll use these someday when there are no diseases to be.
When we want the home to smell like basil.
Right.
It's a nice smell.
Jesus. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, that's not ideal. One time we were trying to get toilet paper, and they substituted these lavender smelling Kleenexes, but they're not even Kleenex. They're another off brand. I'm like, oh, this is what we get instead, huh? Oh, this is parts smell like lavender now.
Great.
This is delightful. I hope I don't get an infection.
Hey.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway. What fun. Okay. Trash brought to you by hand soap. If you can find it, good for you. Where am I? Here we are. Kanye. That's where I am. Kanye is, I'm just going to read it to you. There's really not that much to say. You'll have your thoughts, I'm sure. He is having a breakdown right in front of all of us. Mm-hmm. He tweeted about Kim. They tried to fly him with two doctors to 5150 me. I've been trying to get divorced since Kim met with Meek at the Waldorf for prison reform. Meek is my man and was respectful. That's my dog. Kim was out of line. Kanye appears to be referring to a meeting between Kim Kardashian and Meek Mill last year, but they were joined by Clara Wu Tsai, who is another prison reform activist. And Meek said, S is cap. Come on. Cap apparently slang for lies. So I'm not sure, but he says now that he's been trying to divorce her ever since she met up with Meek. I don't know. You're in the same room with that guy, and apparently, you know, it's cheating. He also called his mother-in-law, Kris Jenner, Kris Jong-un, and said that Lil Baby won't do a song with him. Then he bragged about his wealth.
He calls her Kris Jong-un?
Kris Jong-un.
That is
hilarious.
Yeah,
I hate to laugh because that, but that's very cute. That's funny. I mean, you know, of course, that guy's, you know, he's referencing probably a very horrible person. I don't know the guy, you know, but that's intense. That's
funny.
Doesn't
seem ideal. I guess he's calling the Kardashian family Korea, North Korea.
Right.
You know, they don't let anybody in or out.
Well, she's a dictator of the family is basically
there it
what he's
is.
Saying,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
All right.
Then he went on to brag about his wealth. I'm worth $5 billion and more than that through Christ. Wasn't Forbes like, you're not worth $1 billion. We're not putting you on the list. I don't know. I don't know what he's worth. And it doesn't really matter. He's got plenty of money. He's considering, just thinking about it, considering pushing his presidential campaign to 2024 because I guess all black people are supposed to vote on Biden. Maybe that's
you
what
know,
his
it says on
telling.
The internet that West says he's worth $3.3 billion, but Forbes says he's worth $1.3 billion, which is still over.
Oh, no, listen, he's got plenty of money. There's a gulf between 3.3 and 1.3, but it's still in the billions. Like, I think almost anybody could knock their, I mean, couldn't Bill Gates, if he only had $1 billion left, wouldn't he be okay? I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Only God knows what Kanye is worth. And it's far more than $5 billion. He's considering pushing his presidential campaign to 2024 because black people are supposed to vote for Biden. I don't know if that's the rule. Black listeners can tell us. All of this, by the way, has already been deleted. Kim, as you know, yesterday finally broke her silence in a lengthy statement that she did as a three-part story about Kanye and his bipolar disorder. She asked for empathy and compassion, and she said no matter how hard they're trying to help him, it won't work unless he wants to be helped. She added, he's a brilliant but complicated person who, on top of pressures of being an artist and a black man who's experienced the painful loss of his mother and has to deal with the pressure and isolation that's heightened by his bipolar disorder, Those who are close with Kanye know his heart and understand his words sometimes do not align with his intentions. So basically she's saying he doesn't mean everything he says. Living with bipolar disorder does not diminish or invalidate his dreams and his creative ideas, no matter how big or how unobtainable they may feel to some. This is part of his genius. And as we've all witnessed, many of his big dreams have come true. You know, so she's defending her husband and clearly wants to help him.
Well, I was going to ask you a question. So on one hand, here you are knowing that he's not well, and so you find yourself trying to rescue him, so to speak, and yet you can't because people are grown-ups and we have certain freedoms, and so she clearly can't get him 5150'd. I mean, he's still out running around, but yeah. As a person, you know, who you have a relationship, if your partner has caused this much uproar, at some point do you have to accept that this is either the life you're going to live, or do you say, I got to save myself and my kids, and we got to write this guy off and let, like, it's a really difficult, I hate to empathize with Kim Kardashian of all people.
I know.
But that's a really difficult situation to be in, where you go, the guy I love is having a mental breakdown publicly, and yet how long can I stand by him before I have to finally say, I got little kids, I got my own life I got to deal with. When do you say, you're on your own, guy?
Right.
It's tough.
It is tough. And it's also, you know, they're public figures. So, you know, we're not going to ever hear the truth of what's going down here the way you might if your friend's husband was having a meltdown. You know, there's got to be some anger and some bitterness in this. And there's a lot of speculation that her heart's not in this at all anymore. I mean, it gets very tiresome caring for someone who is clearly out to do themselves in, you know, to just the level of mental illness can be overwhelming. And so you might love them on some level and they're the father of your children. On the other hand, you're like, I can't have this. I don't want this. Some source is telling People Magazine that a divorce is already in the works. I don't know if that's true. And, you know, he's yelling about, I've been trying to divorce her for a year now. This is the source. There's been enough communication both in the past few days and the weeks prior to establish that both sides feel the marriage is over. It's been a long time coming. Which is sad. I thought they'd really make it.
You Let's did? Talk about
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. You know, I was going to say.
The Kardashians. I just assume that they're, I mean, Jesus, her track record's not great.
Right.
Brooklyn Decker. She's a model she's done a little acting. I've seen her in some stuff.
Yeah, she was kind of like a huge rising star, and then somebody married her up, and I think she hasn't been seen since.
She's been married to Andy Roddick since 2009. Tennis
That's
star
the guy.
Andy Roddick. And she's yeah. So she's been married to him for 11 years, and she's only 33 years old. So, yeah, she was definitely happening for a while there, but at age, 22, he snapped her up and said, here's where you're going to be staying. We're going to do some self-isolation. Maybe she was happy to do it. Maybe she was like, oh, you know what I want to do? Retire.
Yeah, well, she doesn't need to work. He makes plenty of money or made plenty of money. I don't think he is a professional athlete anymore, is he?
I have no idea. Andy Roddick's not a name I've heard in a while. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure that they, you know, between the two of them, they're living a comfortable life. I'm sure they're very happy. They got a couple kids. They have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old son and a 2-year-old daughter. And here's one of the things I really do like about the social media thing that we're all experiencing these days, because a lot of it is, you know, you get FOMO or you compare your life to someone else's life and it doesn't quite measure up. You have to keep in mind that they're putting their best, you know, like, oh, this is amazing. I'm putting this up. There's a few celebrities out there, and Chrissy Teigen's one of them, you know, like as glamorous as her life is, she's also, you know, sometimes got snot on her face and she doesn't care, or she shows you, you know, her saggy thighs or whatever. I mean, overall, it's pretty fabulous, but, you know, she's got a good sense of humor. And so Brooklyn Decker, I loved this post that she put up. She's 33 years old and she now wears Depends whenever she has her period, because after having 2 kids, she said, I don't know why I'm putting this out there publicly, but WTF happens post children that makes, well, let's just say I'm now in the Depends wearing stage of my period. And she doesn't go on to, she doesn't elaborate. So is it just like so excessive, or is there, you know, I mean, I think of those things as being for incontinence. Is it just extra protection for her clothing?
I can't tell if she's saying that she has to double up her.
No, she actually has Depends on. So
no, I know, but I'm saying, is that because she's also using one kind of feminine hygiene product and has to double it or safety net it with Depends? Is that what
that's
she's saying?
What it sounds like to me. That she's safety that she's safety netting it because she's ruined enough pants that she's
because she has a heavier flow than she ever had prior
than she
to
ever
kids.
Did.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't know if that meant she's crapping herself. Is there any reason why after having kids you might poop your pants?
No, peeing your pants would probably be more likely. I mean, I know,
but that's not as funny as actually crapping your pants. I mean, that's. Imagine.
Yeah, I don't think it blows
like
that out. I don't know. Right, exactly.
Sitting there
my God.
Smelling like caca. And you're like, Brooklyn, hey, you're gorgeous, but you smell like poop.
Yeah. Perfect. Oh, there's the picture. I don't know if you can really make it out there, but the whole top of the Depends is actually, you know, sort of an elasticized, you know, comfortable looking. Apparently, Depends are pretty thin. You can wear them easily. You know, it's not like a big bulky diaper.
You've but had two kids. Did you ever have to diaper up in order for...
I didn't. But, you know, I'm wondering, I'm actually thinking, because I got an IUD after I had my second kid that basically got rid of my period. Mm-hmm. Like, I, you know, didn't ever have to worry about it again. And I know it's called a Mirena, if you're thinking about it, ladies. Apparently, you have to have had all your children that you're going to have, and then it's a progesterone emitter, and it just, man, it solved all my problems. It's awesome.
That's
so,
great.
Yeah. Oh, you guys have one too, right?
Yeah, she uses, I don't know if they're the same, but she uses that and loves it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like no more cramps, no more periods. I mean, maybe a little bit here and there, but nothing. You don't have to wear Depends. What's that?
Research done here. During childbirth, I'll leave some words out. Muscles can be damaged or torn, which the muscles allow you to control your bowel movements, and that can cause decreased strength, resulting in problems controlling the passage of bowel movements.
Ooh.
So, yes.
So we could be talking about, but let's stick with the period. I'm going to say, because she actually mentions, she actually says, I'm in the Depends wearing stage of my period. So I'm going to go with the flow's heavy. I don't like Brooklyn Decker to be pooping herself. If she is, that's okay. That is okay. You know, that's just one of the things that might happen to you. You know, she's a human being, and that area is...
happens.
Yeah, things happen, you know. Wow. Anyway, oh, look at the time. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Your dress shoes miss you.
Oh.
After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.